This is a dictation for patient Jamie Lyons, J-A-M-I-E-L-Y-O-N-S. Date of birth is 11-20-98. Date of service is 10-24-2024. As a new patient. Date of accident 10-4-2024. The patient is complaining of following symptoms. She reports that she is suffering from having pain in the both shoulders, neck, the mid back, lower back, to both knees, and the left foot. As well as the left hip. The history of, along with headaches, the history of automobile accident, the patient attributes all the symptoms that are reported to the automobile accident that happened on October 4th of 2024 at around 9 o'clock. The patient reports that the patient was traveling as a driver. Her boyfriend was sitting in the car, Nissan Altima, and they were collided with Mustang. Their car was traveling at 20 miles, Mustang was traveling at 50 miles. The patient was wearing seatbelt, airbags did deploy, and there was a loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and patient was taken to the hospital, receiving hospital. And was treated with medications, but no injections, no CT scan were done. The patient denies any treatment other than the hospital treatment. The detail of the accident is not available right now, but it will be dictated as a separate addition to where the accident happened and how it happened and the damage and injuries. Patient reports the following the presenting illnesses as follows. Number one, headache. The patient is reporting moderate headache 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. They're affecting the front and the back, and they are severe, moderately severe, constant, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient is reporting dizziness and nightmares. Denies any taste problem, smell problem, ringing in the ear, no problem with the vision, no issues with the facial pain, no vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures. Patient denies loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, memory loss, confusion, disorientation, none of them. And besides having mild anxiety and sleep, the patient has no issues with weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, or lethargy, or trouble walking. And please review the records for the rest of the pain history. The pain is reported to be continuous. Please review the chart for the type of the pain, severity, modified factor, the treatment, and additional histories. As well as the system review, past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, and a personal history, and the ADLs. The physical examination is as follows. The patient Jamie Lyons 28-year-old African-American female, height 5'6", and the weight is 175. Blood pressure is 135 or 102, pulse 67, pulse ox is 100. African-American female, of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinus, jaundice, clinic, colony care. And no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. Doesn't appear to be overly anxious or lethargic, and the patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal, and the patient is able to walk well. With a slight limp due to the pain in the right and the left knee and the right ankle and foot. Rest of the exam comes from the template. Neurological examination from the template. The musculature examination is from the template. In the musculature examination, please mention that there is a spasm of the paravertebral muscle L1 to L5 bilaterally. There is a quadratus lumborum spasm bilaterally, and there is a tenderness of the SI joint bilaterally. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is normal. Please use the template. In the spine tenderness, no spine tenderness is noticed except for both the SI joints. No muscle spasm except the quadratus lumborum muscle. The paravertebral muscle is in spasm at L1 to L5 bilaterally with moderate spasm and tenderness and hypertonicity of 2+. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 45, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Wellmer test, distraction test, Sotohar test are negative. Thoracic spine, Brewster slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Bulgeci-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg resting test is positive at 35 degrees. Slump test is negative. The Bregal test, Kemp test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joint are positive. Tender and Faber test is positive bilaterally, Gonsalves test is positive bilaterally. But standing flexion test, Ely compression test, and distraction test are negative. Examination of the extremities. Both the shoulders are allegedly having pain. Pain in the right hip and pain in both the knees is reported. Right shoulder 8, left shoulder is 9. Right knee is 4, left knee is 8. And right big toe also is numb and tingling and painful. The examination of the right and left shoulder is as follows. On inspection, these shoulders are appearing completely normal with no dislocation or fractures, lacerations. And on palpation, there are no tender points that are noticed or any severe muscle spasm. The pain level is 8 on a right shoulder, left shoulder is 9. No motor weakness is noticed distally. Range of motion are almost normal for both the shoulders, except the right is around 130 degrees and the left is 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Passive motions are normal. The Hawking Kennedy test is positive bilaterally. And anterior and posterior apprehension is positive bilaterally. The examination of the distal hand and wrist is completely normal. Phalanx and tenon sign is negative. The right knee examination is completely normal with no scar, erythema, effusion on inspection. No tenderness, swelling, asymmetry of warm and cold on the palpation. The range of motion of the right knee is 135 degrees flexion and extension. The collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. Mathmore Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. On the left knee, however, there is a no scar, erythema, effusion, and there is moderate tenderness. Peripatellar, normal range of motion of 135 degrees flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact, but anterior drawer, posterior drawer slightly painful. Patellar apprehension is positive. In the right foot, no fractures are noticed. The big toe is not broken. No tendon rupture is noticed, and range of motion is normal. No positive findings are noticed. Diagnosis. V89.2XXV. S09.90XA. CNS. R51, R42, F41.1. Nose. M79.2. Muscles. M60.9. Ligaments. M54.0. In the upper extremities, right shoulder M25.511, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432B. Lower extremities, right hip is M25.551, right knee M25.561, left knee M25.562. Right ankle and foot, M79.671. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.2, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.9, 51.24, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1. Bilaterally. Plan of care is on the template. Treatment plan is physical therapy is ordered for neck, lower back, for both shoulders, both knees, and right hip. Oh, sorry, the left hip. And to address the muscle spasm, quadratus lumborus spasm, paravertebral muscle spasm, traction massage is ordered. Patient is deemed unable to work and also replacement and transportation has been ordered. Medications are provided, which are naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Voltaren gel is for topical pain relief, lidocaine gel for topical pain relief. Narco 7.5, 325 after 12 hours. For 7 days I provided 14 tablets. Non-pharmacological monitoring home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. Review of the MRIs, other imaging records, none are available. They are requesting record release from DMC. Hospital interventional pain procedures, none are being ordered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworkers, none. Past medical records are being ordered release. Investigation. I'm ordering an MRI of cervical spine and lumbar spine without contrast to identify the damage that the patient has initially. DNS, patient is being ordered a neck brace and a back brace. Education is yes. Weight loss program, no. Disability, yes. Follow-up visit is in 7 days. Thank you.